14강 세트 문항 기출 예제 1번과 2번 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Are you trying to be a tidy person? It's really difficult to get organized, isn't it? A simple way to get organized is to remove unnecessary things around you. For example, when you're facing a desk covered with papers, throw away the unnecessary ones. If you have old toys that your children don't use anymore, it is a good idea to donate them to charity. Have you kept a broken lamp for more than 6 months? Is it fixed? If not, just get rid of it. The same goes for that flower vase in your living room. If it hasn't had flowers for months, give it away. I'm not saying you should throw away everything. You might want to keep some items for old memories, but you should choose those items carefully. So, why don't you look around and see if there's anything you don't need? By removing these unnecessary things, you can keep your stuff organized.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Are you trying to be a tidy person? It's really difficult to get organized, isn't it? A simple way to get organized is to remove unnecessary things around you. For example, when you're facing a desk covered with papers, throw away the unnecessary ones. If you have old toys that your children don't use anymore, it is a good idea to donate them to charity. Have you kept a broken lamp for more than 6 months? Is it fixed? If not, just get rid of it. The same goes for that flower vase in your living room. If it hasn't had flowers for months, give it away. I'm not saying you should throw away everything. You might want to keep some items for old memories, but you should choose those items carefully. So, why don't you look around and see if there's anything you don't need? By removing these unnecessary things, you can keep your stuff organized.
1번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (2번) 언급된 물건이 아닌 것은
(Listen and apply)
(1번과 2번) 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
(Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Emily, and I am from the environmental group One Green Earth.) We believe that a clean, healthy environment is important to our community. So I would like to talk to you for a few minutes about some ways that you can make a difference in the world. First, remember to save water by only using what you need. Also, you can save electricity by always turning off the lights when you leave your home and by unplugging any appliances that are not being used. If you want to do something with others, joining an environmental group like One Green Earth can be a good choice. Groups like ours usually have events during which volunteers can pick up trash from the street or plant trees in the forest. They often recruit volunteers to help out with their awareness campaigns, too. These are all great ways to help support a greener community. Thank you for listening.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Emily. And I am from the environmental group One Green Earth. We believe that a clean, healthy environment is important to our community. So I would like to talk to you for a few minutes about some ways that you can make a difference in the world. First, remember to save water by only using what you need. Also, you can save electricity by always turning off the lights when you leave your home and by unplugging any appliances that are not being used. If you want to do something with others, joining an environmental group like One Green Earth can be a good choice. Groups like ours usually have events during which volunteers can pick up trash from the street or plant trees in the forest. They often recruit volunteers to help out with their awareness campaigns, too. These are all great ways to help support a greener community. Thank you for listening.
1번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 2번. 언급된 활동이 아닌 것은? 3번과 4번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good morning, class. Today I will be talking to you about one of the body's most important organs, the heart. Did you know that the position of your body has a minor effect on your heart rate? If you go from a sitting position to a standing one, your pulse may actually go up slightly. However, it usually returns to normal after a few minutes. In very warm weather, your heart actually pumps a little more blood than it normally would, so your pulse may increase when the temperature goes up, but only by about 5 to 10 beats per minute. Your heart rate is significantly affected by your emotions, so if you are stressed or anxious, it will increase. It can also be affected by certain medications. For example, medications that block adrenaline will also slow down your pulse.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good morning, class. Today I will be talking to you about one of the body's most important organs, the heart. Did you know that the position of your body has a minor effect on your heart rate? If you go from a sitting position to a standing one, your pulse may actually go up slightly. However, it usually returns to normal after a few minutes. In very warm weather, your heart actually pumps a little more blood than it normally would, so your pulse may increase when the temperature goes up, but only by about 5 to 10 beats per minute. Your heart rate is significantly affected by your emotions, so if you are stressed or anxious, it will increase. It can also be affected by certain medications. For example, medications that block adrenaline will also slow down your pulse.
3번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 4번. 언급된 원인이 아닌 것은? 5번과 6번. 대화를 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hi, Matthew. Do you have any plans for this weekend?
Actually, I'm going to go to the fireworks festival.
Me too. Which day do you plan on going?
Well, there's going to be a live band performing on Saturday, but the fireworks will probably be better on Sunday.
Then why don't we go together on Sunday?
Sure. By the way, do you know how much tickets cost?
They're $15 each, but I have some coupons for a 10% discount.
Great. You can buy them, and I'll pay you back for mine.
Okay, I'll get them at the festival entrance on Sunday.
But what if they sell out? Maybe we should buy them in advance.
Okay, but I'm not sure how.
I'll check the festival's website on my cell phone right now.
Great. Does it have information about that?
Yes, it says you can buy the tickets online and get a discount by entering the coupon's numbers.
All right, I'll take care of it when I get home.
Okay. Let's meet on Sunday then.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hi, Matthew. Do you have any plans for this weekend?
Actually, I'm going to go to the fireworks festival.
Me too. Which day do you plan on going?
Well, there's going to be a live band performing on Saturday, but the fireworks will probably be better on Sunday.
Then why don't we go together on Sunday?
Sure. By the way, do you know how much tickets cost?
They're $15 each, but I have some coupons for a 10% discount.
Great. You can buy them, and I'll pay you back for mine.
Okay. I'll get them at the festival entrance on Sunday.
But what if they sell out? Maybe we should buy them in advance.
Okay, but I'm not sure how.
I'll check the festival's website on my cell phone right now.
Great. Does it have information about that?
Yes, it says you can buy the tickets online and get a discount by entering the coupon's numbers.
All right, I'll take care of it when I get home.
Okay, let's meet on Sunday then.
5번. 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 6번. 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것은? 7번과 8번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Everywhere you go, you will find unique traditions, and some of the most interesting have to do with food. Many countries have surprising laws and social limitations about what people can eat. For example, when an older woman in a tribe in Papua New Guinea becomes pregnant, she is not allowed to eat fish eggs. However, the unmarried young men in the tribe usually get to eat the best food. In India, because the majority of the population is Hindu, eating beef is generally taboo. Cows are sacred animals in Hinduism, and thus should not be killed. In Jamaica, people believe that a child who eats chicken before learning to speak will never be able to do so. In Nigeria, it is thought that a child who drinks coconut milk will grow up to be unintelligent. You might find some of these traditions odd, but every culture has something that outsiders will find strange or surprising.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Everywhere you go, you will find unique traditions, and some of the most interesting have to do with food. Many countries have surprising laws and social limitations about what people can eat. For example, when an older woman in a tribe in Papua New Guinea becomes pregnant, she is not allowed to eat fish eggs. However, the unmarried young men in the tribe usually get to eat the best food. In India, because the majority of the population is Hindu, eating beef is generally taboo. Cows are sacred animals in Hinduism, and thus should not be killed. In Jamaica, people believe that a child who eats chicken before learning to speak will never be able to do so. In Nigeria, it is thought that a child who drinks coconut milk will grow up to be unintelligent. You might find some of these traditions odd, but every culture has something that outsiders will find strange or surprising.
7번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 8번. 언급된 음식이 아닌 것은? 9번과 10번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good morning. We have a big group coming tonight, so I want to make sure that everything is just right. Remember, if our visitors have an enjoyable experience, they will tell their friends about how much fun they had at luxury campgrounds. And if their friends want to come, then we'll have more business in the future. So to ensure that our visitors have the best possible experience tonight, I would like you to check the following. Make sure that the tables and chairs are set up before the guests arrive at 4 o'clock. Also, prepare plenty of firewood and neatly stack it next to the campfire area. Make sure the charcoal grills are cleaned and that there is plenty of charcoal to use. Finally, and most importantly, the tents must be completely set up before the guests get here. So please double-check each of these things right away. I want our guests to give luxury campgrounds an excellent review.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good morning. We have a big group coming tonight, so I want to make sure that everything is just right. Remember, if our visitors have an enjoyable experience, they will tell their friends about how much fun they had at luxury campgrounds. And if their friends want to come, then we'll have more business in the future. So to ensure that our visitors have the best possible experience tonight, I would like you to check the following. Make sure that the tables and chairs are set up before the guests arrive at 4 o'clock. Also, prepare plenty of firewood and neatly stack it next to the campfire area. Make sure the charcoal grills are cleaned and that there is plenty of charcoal to use. Finally, and most importantly, the tents must be completely set up before the guests get here. So please double-check each of these things right away. I want our guests to give luxury campgrounds an excellent review.
9번. 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것은? (10번) 언급된 것이 아닌 것은?